this is an interview with Russell Lee and his wife Jean at their home in Austin, Texas, June 2, 1964. The interviewer is Richard K. Dowd. Well, I was talking to Arthur Rothstein the other day, and he was telling me a little bit about you personally, Mr. Lee. He said that your background was perhaps more varied than some, and in a sense might fit you better for what you eventually became than some. He mentioned
it is.
He said that you had an interest in painting and art before, and had, and yet you were schooled as an engineer, I believe, of some sort. Would you, could you tell us something about where you're from and what you were doing? And
yeah, I was raised in a small town in northern Illinois, in Ottawa, Illinois.
I know where it is.
Oh, you know where it is?
Oh, yes. I lived over around there, and not too far from there for a while.
And then I went to Culver Military Academy, and I was there for the full 4 years. Then I went to Lehigh University and studied chemical engineering and was graduated there in 1925. And then I went into industry. I was with Certainty Products, which is a manufacturer of roofing at that particular time. And I went in as an assistant plant chemist in their Marseilles, Illinois plant, which is right adjacent to Ottawa. And I was there. Oh, I was later, a little later, plant chemist. I was there until early 28 or late 27, one or the other. And then I was transferred to Kansas City to manage a small plant out there. And in the meantime, I'd been married to Doris Lee. She was my first wife.
Mm-hmm.
And she was a very good painter, and she is an accomplished painter today. And I got interested in painting on weekends, and the job of managing the plant got a little boring to me, so I thought, oh, what the hell, I think I'll just quit this and do something else. I was very young, of course, and could do this. So I quit the job, and then we went to California, and I studied, both of us studied painting in the California School of Fine Arts in San Francisco. This would be in 1929 to 30 and 30-31. And in 31, we met Arnold and Lucille Blanche, who were visiting teachers at the California School of Fine Arts.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they, both of them exerted quite an influence upon both of us. And then we decided to go back to New York State, up to Woodstock. And this we did in, it was about June of 1931. Then I studied, we got established in that community up there, and I studied painting until about 35, both in Woodstock and in New York City. Studied the Art Students League there and with John Sloan. Well, I was painting and was interested in landscapes and a couple of portraits. Well, this one here and that over there that you may see. And I was having a hell of a time with those. I always ended up with sort of a deadpan expression. And this was all right, but I realized there was a lot more in the world than that, so I thought that a camera might help. And about this time, there's a friend of mine named Emil Ganzo, who was a painter, and Conrad Kramer, another painter, became interested in the camera. And I went to New York and bought myself a Contax. And the three of us pursued photography, so to speak, for a year. Well, I got the I got interested in this, and there were technical problems of grain and properly exposed negatives and all this to be overcome immediately.
Sure.
And as well as things to photograph around the area there, and things were happening. It was right in the heart of the Depression. There were sales, a lot of auctions that I remember.